Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are super excited today with episode number 332 of the MailRight podcast, where we talk about digital marketing for real estate. We have with us today Matt Muscat. And Matt has such an incredibly long and diverse resume. I'm not even going to try to touch it. I'm going to let him introduce himself. As a matter of fact, Matt, if you don't mind, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our new listeners and viewers?
Awesome. Yeah, so my name's Matt. I've been in the digital marketing space for about 13 years now after doing my MBA at Michigan State University. Right when like internet marketing was starting to get exciting, I realized I needed to get a job, and the job market was not so hot back then. And I got lucky enough to get into the real estate industry at a company called Treadstone Mortgage. We're in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area. And it was my job to make our SEO good, get leads off social media. And after we did that for a little bit and we started bringing some leads in, which was super exciting, I then said, hey, what else can I do? And they said, well, there are these people out there. They're called realtors. If you can get them to like us, they can send us business. And so I said, okay, well, I can get them to like us by telling them about SEO and social media, getting them business, which everyone likes money. And so then they started using us and life got good for me and for everybody around us. So that's how it started. And how it's going now is I also own a marketing company. We do websites. We do all kinds of stuff. I've owned that. We do digital marketing and SEO. We've done that for the last 12 years. It's called Maltese Marketing. And a year ago, I put up my first book out. It's called Tag, the Tangible Action Guide for Real Estate Marketing. It's an Amazon bestseller in the real estate category. So I was super pumped about that. And I like to tell people, sales people especially, that what you do for a living shouldn't be the most exciting thing about you. So if you want to remember who I am, I'm the marketing guy who really likes traveling with his kids, wine, and watches. So other than that, that's probably my basic intro.
Well, that is an incredibly good intro. I honestly couldn't have coached you into it better myself. So I'm wowed. John, match that if you can, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm Jonathan Gainwood, the joint founder of MailRight. I like fast cars, motorcycles, and sailing. And skiing. Skiing, sailing, fast cars, and motorbikes. And I run MailRight. And we build websites on WordPress, semi or full custom, and we have a suite of digital tools, including a CRM that gets you some quality leads. Back over to you, Robert.
My name is Robert Newman. I'm the founder of Inbound REM. I am a 16-year veteran of the real estate marketing industry with a specialty in search engine optimization and inbound marketing. Easy to find me. So,
Robert, what's your external interests? Are you going to share them to the listeners?
I love goth dancing and watching industrial music. So no, I don't usually share because my interests are not as congenial as most other people's. I love taking long strolls through graveyards. Are you happy, John? We now got that recorded online.
I honestly think though, having a niche interest is even better for connecting with people because you now have a closer bond with the other two people in the world.
With all other two of us, and none of them in real estate, by the way, because I know, because I've been doing it for 16 years, I have yet to stumble across somebody who does the same stuff that I do in my spare time. So thank you both for that. Appreciate it.
Sorry if we just outed you. I apologize.
Oh, no. It's okay. I mean, anybody who does 10 seconds worth of research is going to figure it out real fast. I have a lot of cats, though. That's pretty common. I am an animal lover from hell, and they run my life. So, yes, no kids. But I'm really excited to get into this. So when we started up the show, you tempted John and I with some. So you alluded to the fact that you had some really cool stuff that you've been working on. You were talking about CMAs. You're talking about an Instagram strategy, leveraging stories. We may not even get past those two things. Yeah, so sure. If you don't mind, let's jump into the CMAs, if you would.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, 2022, last month for most areas of the United States, was the lowest amount of inventory that has been on record since real estate started back in like 1923. And so with that, all marketing needs to really shift right now to being more listing centric, because getting a buyer, although it's very important, is not a guarantee of a paycheck. You might get 10 buyers and that they might get, you know, zero offers accepted. But if you get a listing, it's going to sell. I mean, the things that are selling right now are baffling me. However, one thing that I'm noticing that people are not doing like they should be are home values. And a lot of you out there that do them are going to say, okay, I'm going to skip this, but this is why you shouldn't skip it. Mm-hmm. Most people that are doing home values are doing them in a really crappy, boring way that does not separate you as a great salesperson. I mean, let's face it, guys, Zillow has been doing home values on every home in the United States and half the other countries for the last 20 years. So for you to automate a home value report and send it in an automated way to your clients, that's good. That's like step one. That's what a lot of us are already doing. But what I'd like you to do is to elevate it. And the way to elevate this is to do at least minimum five CMAs per day. Now, this is easy if you have an assistant. It's hard if you don't. Do five CMAs per day for every person in your database who is a homeowner. Now, when I say do five, I mean actually put the effort in to thinking about using the most recent sales in the area, using the best possible comps in the area, and then writing some type of handwritten note on that CMA that lets people know that you actually looked at this, right? Like, you need to review this before it goes out as the professional. But that's not even the best part. The most important thing is to pick up the phone and give the person a call when you drop that in the mail and say, hey, I hand prepared this CMA for you. It's going to give you an idea of what your home's worth. Obviously, the market's up 20%, but I wanted you to know exactly where you are at right now so that you knew what kind of wealth you were building. When you get it in the mail, please give me a call. That's the key part. Just mailing it to someone, it might be spam. They might be busy when they get it. Nothing might happen. But just the basic psychology of when you tell someone to call you and they actually call you a week later, their guard is not up. Versus if you call someone out of the blue and they were not expecting it and you say, hey, I want to go over to the CMA with you. They're going to be busy. They're not going to have time. And it's not going to be a priority for them. It's going to feel like you're interrupting them. But when you simply tell them to call you and you tell them you put effort into something that's about them and the fact that they know they're worth $500,000 more, or depending on where you are, $250,000 more than they were before, it is a massive win. And then when they call you, they're not off guard. And it's setting it up for a real conversation about wealth. That's probably the number one strategy I could give someone right now. And honestly, when we're working with people doing these, people are getting at least one in 15 of these CMAs they're sending out is usually resulting in a listing appointment.
Beautiful. So for those of you listening, I sometimes do this, Matt, during the podcast. I'm going to make a small addition. So this is a perfect strategy, except for the signing the piece of mail bit that you have to do yourself. But this is a perfect strategy for those of you listening. I am not so much a proponent, unless you're making $300,000 to $500,000 as a real estate agent in the U.S. I'm not a big proponent of saying that you should hire somebody for $30,000 to $60,000 as an assistant. I am going to say that you can hire somebody for $5 an hour, get excellent work out of the Philippines, and you should create a process and automate this task. You can go to Upwork, you can find somebody, or you can even go to Fiverr for something this simple and just simply automate the process, have somebody else doing the CMAs for you. That's number one. Number two, there are a handful of people, Matt, that follow this show. Some of them are my friends in the real estate business. And I'm just gonna laugh and say, this right now, Brian Tracy, Tom Hopkins, and Zig Ziglar are all cheering you on, sir, because you've just literally, all of those guys, all of them sold real estate at one point or another. And every single one of them talked about handwritten notes to your prospects. So it is a very tried and true strategy. I'm extremely excited to hear the numbers are 1 in 15 right now. That's an incredible return on effort. I hope that people listen to your tip and follow it. John?
I'm going to say one more thing about that. To further drive this home, think about financial advisors, right? So financial advisors in the United States, and I'm just going to guess a lot of other countries, are legally, like they're going to go to jail if they don't, obligated to send out a quarterly estimate of what your assets under management are worth. Yet for most people under 40, their real estate is worth more than their investments. But realtors are not required to do this. I mean, like, it's bananas to me that you wouldn't already be wanting to do this, but if you hadn't done it before, getting some business should be a reason to do it. Plus, it's almost like a hero call. when you call someone and tell them that they're richer than they thought they were before, you're a hero to them. So there's, it feels good too. Feel good marketing is always a win.
I couldn't agree more. Feel good marketing, a positive story, plus number, statistics, details, plus you took the time to do or at least review the information yourself, sign it, send it off. Every single one of these is the earmark of a high quality lead generation strategy. I love the idea of sending it not to people that have their home listed, but maybe your past client list. If you have an ultra warm prospects list that you've got, somebody, maybe a vertical that you've been working in, neighborhood, something like that, that's already heard from you many times. This would be a number, like a great way to do it. If anybody hasn't heard of the Brian Tracy five touch marketing system, this smacks of that. And I would probably figure out a way to get a couple more touches in that were a little more general and vague, and then send this as my heavy, big caliber marketing piece. So like maybe a phone call, a telemarketer, something like that, but expect those calls to be ignored. What you will not ignore, what somebody will not ignore, is if they've heard or seen your name a few different times, which is what Brian Tracy took the time to research and proved, is if we get in front of somebody many different times, eventually, even though you're not really changing your marketing message, you start to have a bigger impact, because that's the whole purpose behind direct mail, like sending it out over and over and over again, is that your farm gets used to you like you're a brand, like you're Coca-Cola. So they may not call you year one, they may not call you year two, they may not call you year three, but year four, year five, where they've seen 5, 10, 15 of your mail pieces, they're going to call you. And then if you send them something heavy duty like this, on top of all of that, like something specific, and they kind of know what your name is, oh, I bet you money that you could even get the numbers under 1 in 15.
I love that. Well, one of the other cool things, I mean, when we're talking about a strategy where you're mailing consistently over a long period of time to a certain population, you also have the fact that you sent them something 2 years ago saying their house was worth a half mil. And now you have the opportunity to reach back and say, hey, good news, I was wrong 2 years ago. Your house is now worth 750. I mean, it's the fact that you have that longevity in statistics, you can have a lot of fun with it.
Definitely. John?
Yeah, I think it's linked to what we've had discussions in other shows. It's utilizing automation with kind of personalization. It's doing outreach and then doing a type of outreach that kind of is different to what the competition's doing, which is more personalized outreach. I think it was Jimmy, you know, when he was talking about how he utilized BombBomb, and he did something similar. He took so many of people that were in his database and he sent them a personalized BombBomb message with a variation. He said, you know, I've done this variation, and he sent them a personalized BombBomb video through email. It was a similar technique, wasn't it, Robert?
It was a very similar technique. It's another technique that's designed to get people off the benches and into your inventory pool. I like both techniques. I think that if we had nothing but people come on the show right now and talk about how to get listings, Sean, we'd probably be really successful because there is not only is Matt like the statistical information that he has is correct, but I don't talk to anybody right now. Not one of my prospective clients, and I'm doing 3 to 4. You don't know this, Matt, but I still talk to 3 to 4 real estate agents or brokers every single day. And I have been doing that consistently for 16 years. So thousands of conversations at this point. And right now the pain point with every single person I talk to is inventory. It's starting to become a bigger question. Like, I'm a lead generation guy, yet some of the time the conversation is, well, that's all well and good, Robert, and you get me all the calls that you want. I don't know that I have anybody to. I don't know that I have anything to sell anybody. Mm-hmm. Like that, I've never. It's 16 years I've been doing this. I've never had people really say that to me ever. So it's extraordinary. And there's some markets that I look at with my clients, and we're like, there's 20 homes in a neighborhood of 5,000 people. That's it, like 5,000 homes. That's insane. That's insane.
You know, one of the, this wasn't our on our original agenda, but for anyone out there that's thinking like, what can I do right now to get some deals happening? One of the number one ways.
Hold on. We're going to save that. We're going to go to our break right now. We're going to save that. But when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Matt's going to drop some kind of hot tip on you. I can't wait to hear what it is myself. So we will be right back. Do us all a favor, please, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Hit the like button. Hit give us a review on Apple iTunes if that's where you're listening to this. It usually is, but there are many other places you might pick the show up. If you do, wherever you are, leave us a comment, leave us a review. John and I would deeply appreciate it, and I'm sure even though he's a guest for just this one show, Matt would probably appreciate it too.
I will.
All right, we'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
We're back. It's episode number 332. We're here with the amazing Matt Muscat. And Matt was just about ready to drop some real live unscripted tips on us. We were talking about the lack of inventory. So hit us, Matt.
So think of it like this, guys. If you're a real estate agent for the last, you know, forever career, prospecting customers is the number one way to close deals and get deals. But right now, the agents who are doing the best and who are actually closing things are actually prospecting other real estate agents. And what I mean by this is if you're someone like, you know, someone like us, like all three of us on this call that are having multiple conversations every day with realtors or brokers, the number one thing for you to ask in every conversation is what off-market properties or homes are you planning to list in the next couple of weeks? If you keep a section of notes on your phone with all of these off-market properties or homes that might be listed soon, you simply play matchmaker and you figure out what buyers you have that you can match with these properties. Although every market shows that there's like, you know, 5 new houses added per day or 10 new listings every week or 400 a month, at the end of the month, there's always a couple hundred more sales than are reported in the listings. And that's because these deals are happening off market. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm not saying you're going to get the most money for the house if you're the listing agent, but there's a lot of circumstances in life that drive people to sell off market. A lot of older people, people expecting kids, people that just got transferred and needed to move today. There are reasons for this. And I could probably tell you that on the mortgage side that I work on, at least 15 to 20% of our business right now is off-market properties. So if you're a realtor, talk to other realtors. Go to your office meeting again.
What was the number?
15% of our business right now is clients who did not have to compete in multiple offer situations. They bought off-market or pre-market.
Wow. I am blown away by that number, like personally, and I'm still kind of processing, but I totally agree with what you're saying in terms of a strategy. I would say the clients that I have, so what I focus on, man, is I've always focused on like trying to get my clients to niche up and be hyper local, hyper specific and hyper focused. The clients that have done that successfully, especially the ones that listened to me 10 years ago, we don't have problems with listings. We don't have inventory problems. We don't have any of these problems. Why? Go ahead.
It's kind of linked to what we've discussed quite a bit, Robert, being what I call being the town mayor of your local community, being the person digitally that has the most interesting, relevant content on your website, but also being seen as that person that goes to various functions. We've discussed about doing podcasting because then in every shaker and mover in your market, when you ask for an interview, if you do a podcast, they're probably going to say yes. And then that gives you the perfect opportunity to build that relationship rather than saying, can you come for a coffee with me? And most of them are probably going to say no. But it's building that network, and a lot of real estate agents I've found are really good. Some are really good at building a network and doing what I call the Buffini methodology.
Mm-hmm.
And others really get their leads from Zillow. They pay for their leads and they pay somebody like me or you to get them digital leads. But I don't find many agents that can mix the two. And the agents that can mix the digital with the face-to-face building relationship, I feel are going to be the most successful this year, next year, and the year after that, Robert.
Okay, excellent. All right, so we're going to move on, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm interested in this. Matt, as a guy that has like focuses, like you've obviously do a lot of things. You've written a book, you travel, you've got not one but two positions. So yeah. When I tell you, like, I have a lot of like areas that I have a decent amount of knowledge in, right? But I usually, like, if you're going to say, oh, Robert, are you an expert on Instagram? Well, God, good Lord, no. I have a hard time keeping up with changes that are happening with the Google search algorithm,
right?
Let alone trying to keep up with Instagram and Pinterest. Do you have that same thing where you just have attention is finite and you've just got so many things that you can deep dive into yourself?
Yeah, it's one of those interesting things where I have like a ton of individualized knowledge across different platforms, but they're very like strategy specific. So I find that like I meet with, you know, 20 realtors, 20 lenders a week, and I find out the one thing that's working, and then I go super deep on it to make it work incredibly well on whatever platform that is. And then I move on. Like I haven't kept up on the Google algorithm as much because 5 or 6 years ago, I wasn't getting the results I wanted to. And then we hired, you know, someone like you. And that's why I think, you know, working with a professional when you lose the ability to do so is hugely important. But every once in a while, like, you know, I tell people, hey, Google Business for your local realtors. Google Business is the number one thing. Here's how to optimize for that. So with Instagram, I found one fascinating thing is that it's like marketing, but it has a built-in audience, right? So if you're a cool person, if all of you've ever done before is be cool, right? Like you're interesting about you know, if you have some kind of following on there, that's step one. And a lot of people come into sales and come into real estate and they already have a following. Now, I did just meet with a realtor who's a porn star. She's on a whole nother level than most other people of following, but better than I will ever have. But not all of us are there either.
I'm somewhere, but I'm going to dig a grave. So
yeah, right.
My mouth shut.
But one of the cool things with Instagram is that when you're looking to reach out to someone, when you're looking to market, you don't need to shout about real estate constantly or what you're selling, because that turns people off, right? Like they chose to be friends with you because of XYZ other, you're into graves, cats, and wine, whatever it might be. But then you start posting about real estate and it turns them off. So the strategy that I recommend with Instagram, and stories exploded this idea, is to simply click on stories, start at the very top left, and send comment/send a message, because all Instagram comments on stories are messages. Comment 20 a day. What happens is when you comment on someone's story, it sends them a message. And messages, when the other person responds, triggers the algorithm to start showing each other your posts and your stories higher up in the feed. Meaning that, let's say you're posting twice a week, once about something personal, once about real estate. All of your friends don't see your stuff. That's just not how social works. Social media shows your posts to the people that you're being social with. And the reason most of us don't message people is because we don't know what to say. But when someone posts something to their stories, they're telling you that they care enough about that topic to take a minute out of their day and post about it. So for you to engage them in a meaningful comment or conversation about something that you know they're interested in, there's a 90% chance or some huge chance, I made up that number, there's a huge chance that they're going to respond. And when they respond, you got a couple things. Number one, the algorithm is going to start showing each other your stuff again. Number two, at some point in the conversation, if you're normal and they're normal, they are going to ask you how you're doing or what's new, some version of that question. And then you can slowly start controlling that conversation and whittling in some real estate, saying, hey, you know, things are great. The market has been up 25%, so it's been a ton of fun this year. Well, now you've just reminded someone that you're in real estate. And you've said that it's a hot market all at the same time in a way where they didn't feel like you were trying to sell something because they asked. So there's so many reasons to do it. But, you know, if you just, if you're one of those people that said, I would have cold called, I would have reached out to people, but I didn't know what to say, Stories solves that problem and adds a ton of other benefits.
I love the algorithm commentary, especially if I'm a high-end realtor trying to make sure that I'm keeping my 100 top clients like engaged. That's a really helpful tip, because a lot of luxury realtors that I know are very much on Instagram, and some of them very much make a lot of money off of Instagram, in case anybody is wondering. This would be one of the ways that I would engage that audience. As a median of the road strategy, I would just, my additional comment would be, hey, I probably wouldn't, like, somebody who's already making a few hundred thousand, this is something that you assign to somebody else, if you even can. Somebody sitting in the office with you. So now I have to go back against what I just said.
Yeah.
If you do have a traditional assistant, they're sitting with there, they have access to your cell phone. This might be something that you do to keep them engaged, because I wouldn't want to be, if I'm making that much money, I'd probably have other things to do with my time. So I like then manipulate the algorithm or engage people with long Instagram conversations. But having said all that, if you're young and you're new into real estate, boy, howdy, would I be eating this up with a spoon.
Well, it depends if what you're into, right? Like if you're into Facebook, Facebook Messenger actually works. Facebook and Instagram, right, guys? It's the same company. It's Meta. So if you're into Facebook, do the same thing on Facebook. With that, it's a little bit less about stories and more just about messaging. But whatever you're into social-wise, you can use a version of that strategy on. And then one thing that kind of to your strategy of having your assistant do it, one strategy that a lot of my million-dollar-plus loan officers and salespeople do is they will have their assistants comb through social media every day and give them a report of what they need to know. Like, who's getting engaged? Who's getting married? Who's having a baby? Who do I need to send a card to? Whose kid just won the Little League trophy? It kind of like your comment earlier about being the mayor of the area, having someone give you a high level report on what you need to know is huge. And even like, you know, I have my assistant put things in my calendar from my friend's social media if I'm about to meet with them. So if I have a meeting with you at 3:00, I want to know what you've recently been up to on social so I can start some conversations if it starts waning when we're at lunch.
That's incredible. I love that. Go ahead.
I don't know what your response to this, Matt, would be. I kind of advise people and they say, well, I don't know what to put up. I say, well, what you've just outlined, but I also say people want an insight about what you're doing as a real estate agent. And what I mean by that, there's two things they really want to see in what you publish: proficiency and quality of service you're providing. So proficiency is about what you're doing day to day to market and sell property. And service level is about what other people are saying about what kind of service they got from you. And that's what people want, plus what you've outlined on social media. What do you think about that?
I think you're spot on. The other thing I would tell people is when you post about real estate, you're going to attract certain people. And it's people that know that they're into real estate or who are planning to buy or sell real estate that year. Your other option is the other thing you should be doing if you're into social media is to come up with like 2 to 3 to 5 personas that you can consistently post about, right? So I have people that have never, ever, ever engaged with one of my posts about real estate or mortgages because they think it's friggin' boring. However, when I post about wine or traveling with my kids, all these moms start like messaging me that I haven't talked to in years. And then the next day when I post about real estate,
are you sure about that, man?
They keep messaging me. And it's like a win. It's not just moms, by the way. No, but like, you know, when I post about my kids, the moms are the ones that message me. But then the next day I mention that rates are low.
It's the cats
and
that
then they
message
see.
Robert, man. It's the cats that message Robert. We won't go there. You've hit another thing that we've been preaching quite a lot, Matt, and that's nichify. I'm not sure if there is that word, but it's a word.
It's your word now.
It's my word there, Matt. But it's something we've been preaching, you know, find your niche in your market and don't try and market to everybody. That, you know, we've been, haven't we, Robert? We've been preaching that for a while, haven't we?
Very much so. Well, I've been preaching it. I follow that strategy myself. Like both my businesses are niche businesses. There are times and places that you can go broad, but usually it requires a tremendous amount of budget, and it oftentimes requires like it doesn't hurt if you're going big on the back of an established brand. So, but when you're small and you're budget conscious, and it doesn't, like mortgage guys. I have a mortgage guy. I've got a couple of them in my account base. And right now we're focused on a specific type of mortgage. There's these new, subcontractor loans that are becoming really prevalent, and they haven't been necessarily well publicized that they're available. We're really going to town on those. Guys like me who don't really have a traditional income are very excited by these things because we can submit our bank account information, maybe actually have a shot at getting a home loan, which is incredible, because even though I've been what most would qualify as successful, I don't have traditional income. I don't have an employer. I don't have a W-2. I don't have all that stuff that people have. So having said all that, Matt, John and I love to do a little bit of bonus content. If you've got maybe 5 to 10 minutes, would you be willing to stick around for us? And okay, awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and realtors of all shapes and sizes, we are going to go to, we're going to turn off the podcast bit. We're going to head over to video. We're going to find, you can find us on the MailRight YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/MailRight. Once you do, please, if you view the video, say hello to John. He manages the channel, and to give us a thumbs up, because boy, howdy, does he work hard at all this crap. So if for nothing else, give the guy props for some effort. All right. With having said all of that, Matt, if somebody was inclined to do a little bit of research on you or to maybe reach out to you, how would you like them to do that?
Yeah, you can go to my website, mattmuscat.com. That's going to give you links to real estate type marketing stuff, links to the book, links to one of my podcasts. Otherwise, if you're in the Michigan Midwest area and you need a mortgage, go to treadstonemortgage.com and we can hook you up.
Beautiful. Okay. John, how would you like people to do a little bit of research on you?
Just go to the mail-right.com website. We've got a load of information. You see the kind of digital services, and we're big into WordPress. Back over to you, Rob.
I'm gonna double down on John's little exit here, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you have some WordPress questions, if you're thinking of doing a custom site, or you have questions about something you're attempting on your own, John is an expert in the WordPress space. Newer to real estate, but not new to WordPress. So he's a really good guy to take advantage of his offer of a consultation. If you'd like to do some more research on me, I'm at inboundrem.com. You can easily find out all, I have hundreds of published pieces. I've got 120 videos on my YouTube channel. Super simple to find out what I'm about. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Oh, I just want to say Robert is the king of SEO in real estate. So if you want you got your successful and you want some more success, Robert, and you're interested in SEO, you go over to Robert.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that. So ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We're really excited for these 10 minutes. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. Follow us over to the channel and be surprised.